This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. South Africa has announced its final election results that confirm no party won a majority, and unprecedented coalition talks are starting to find a way forward for Africa's most advanced economy, Kate Bartlett reports.
The question is, who will the ANC partner with? That decision will have a huge effect on Africa's most developed economy and the country's political future. Businesses will be rooting for a coalition with the Democratic Alliance, for years the official opposition, which came in second with more than 21% of the vote. A surprise third, nudging out Julius Malema's populist economic freedom fighters, was the Umkhonto we Sizwe Party, or MK, led by former President Jacob Zuma. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Israel's defense minister said on Sunday Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group designated as terrorists by the U.S. Yoav Gallant did not elaborate on possible alternatives. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday presented a framework deal for winding down the Gaza war. Qatar and Saudi Arabia have condemned an Israeli parliamentary bill that seeks to label UNRWA, the main provider of aid to Palestinians in Gaza, a terrorist group. They join a growing list of countries to speak out against the proposal. The bill, which passed a preliminary vote in parliament last week, is the product of increasingly tense relations between Israel and the United Nations Agency for Palestinians. The bill moving through parliament also seeks to cut diplomatic ties between Israel and the agency. UNRWA has been the main supplier of food, water, and shelter to civilians in Gaza during the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. Ukraine has imposed emergency power shutdowns in most of the country a day after Russia unleashed large-scale attacks on energy infrastructure and claimed it made gains in the eastern Donetsk province. The shutdowns on Sunday are in place in all but three regions of Ukraine following Saturday's drone and missile attack on energy targets that injured at least 19 people. Sustained Russian attacks on Ukraine's power grid in recent weeks have forced the government to institute nationwide rolling blackouts. Ukraine's president has accused China of pressuring other countries not to attend upcoming Ukraine peace talks, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking at Asia's premier security conference in Singapore, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that China was hampering peace in Ukraine. To do everything so that leaders do not come to the peace summit to push them, pressure them, that definitely does not bring peace closer. And that is not only support to Russia, that is basically support of war. China has staked out what it says is a neutral position on the war, putting it at odds with Ukraine, the United States, and most of Europe. Its trade with Russia has grown, easing the economic impact of Western sanctions. I'm Karen Chama.
North Korea sent some 600 more balloons into South Korea overnight, Seoul said on Sunday, just days after the North sent balloons carrying excrement and trash over the border, Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The balloons carried garbage, such as cigarette butts, cloth, paper waste, and plastic. They were found across the capital from Saturday night to Sunday morning local time, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff. Authorities said the military was monitoring the starting point and conducting aerial reconnaissance to track down and collect the objects. On Wednesday, North Korea sent hundreds of balloons carrying trash and excrement across the heavily fortified border, saying that they were gifts of sincerity. Seoul responded angrily, calling the move base and dangerous.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Polling stations opened in Mexico in a presidential election that will likely bring the country's first female president. Voters are choosing between a former academic who promises to further the current leader's populist policies and an ex-senator and tech entrepreneur who pledges to up the fight against deadly drug cartels. Voters will also elect governors in 9 of the country's 32 states, choose candidates for both houses of Congress, thousands of mayoral positions, and other local posts in the biggest elections the nation has seen, and another election marked by violence. I'm Joe Ramsey.